Hey everybody, it's been a hot minute. Now for anyone who saw my glorious short announcing my return, you may have noticed I was ominously pointing at everybody's favourite chronomancer, Time Wizard. Now given my previous history, I can understand why you'd probably assume I was going to fight these guys to the death. However, they don't nearly have the detail that Pokemon do to find that shit out, so instead, I'm going to be figuring out the age-old question. Smash or pass? That's right, we're reaching new levels of depravity with my new series, 8,466 Smooshable Monsties. As a sort of tutorial level, we're going to be going over one of those monsters now and explaining the rules. This will be done on a scale of 0 to 20, with 4 categories which go from 0 to 5. The first, how attractive do I find this fictional creature, clip that. The second, would they give good aftercare? The third, the mystery factor. What can we even tell about them? And the fourth, how physically dangerous would it be for me to even try? So, with our 8,466 monsters in a randomized order, we'll start with 8,315, or as they're better known, Jiangsheng Magician. And honestly, this is possibly one of the best starts we could have got. Right off the bat, we're giving a 5 on looks because I'm going to level with you, it gets much, much worse than this. Secondly, the aftercare. Looking at the focus and intensity on her face, I'd say she's quite serious as a character, but not mean. So for me personally, I think I'd give that a 3. Mystery factor is next, and even though they are very covered, it still reveals enough to say that there's little needing to be imagined. 4. Since more mysterious means worse, this and the danger portion will be measured backwards. The least mysterious and dangerous monsters would get 5s, whereas the fucked up ones would get 1s or 0s. And finally, danger. Are we in danger just by cuddling real hard? No, I don't think so. I think Jiangsheng Magician is dangerous, but like, when they want to be. 4 again, because what if she flips the fuck out? Totaling this all up, Jiangsheng Magician has scored a whopping 16 out of 20. For reference, 0 to 5 means no, absolutely not. 6 to 10 means it's possible, but not if I have a choice. 11 to 15 means I probably would, but I'm not like throwing myself off a cliff for it. And 16 to 20 means 100% yes, you don't even have to ask. Anyways, this is going to take me 28 years to complete. See you at the end.